I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. When you're in the news business, you get a lot of comments from your audience. We at The World get feedback from you guys all the time. Sometimes it's good feedback, and sometimes it's criticism. We try to take it all in, but then there are the trolls. That's right, the trolls. Their comments can be hateful, even hurtful. Trolls plague pretty much any online forum that offers people a chance to comment, and there's not much any of us can do about it. But in Sweden, there are efforts to push back. Adrian Chen has written about this for the MIT Technology Review. Adrian, you write about this TV show in Sweden called Troll Hunters. What's with that show? What is it doing?
Well, it's a show where Robert Aschberg, this famous investigative journalist in Sweden, hunts down internet trolls and confronts them with their words and actions after unmasking them.
And how does he unmask them?
He has some researchers who are able to use public information and go through the troll's own words and figure out who they are.
So is it kind of, you know, this is your life, and then he confronts them on TV?
Yeah, it's kind of like the American show To Catch a Predator, except focused on internet trolls instead of sexual predators.
So what's the typical outcome? What's the drama of it when you see it on TV? How do the trolls respond?
Their response really varies. He's had everybody from people breaking down in tears to trying to run away. Other people very calmly own up to it. I think it depends on the person's own disposition and what they've actually done.
And do we actually see the troll, or do they kind of make his face, you know, you can't see the face?
It depends on how sure they are that it's the person and also what they've done. So, you know, I think if it's a fairly minor offense, they'll blur them. If it's somebody who's really harassed somebody for years or, you know, readily owns up to what they've done, then they'll just display their face.
Have there been any sort of legal consequences for these trolls? Have any ended up in jail or things like that?
Well, I just heard that one of the biggest trolls that they unmasked is being prosecuted. I'm not sure what the outcome of that is. Usually, if the law permits it, they will file a lawsuit against the troll in a sort of small claims court that they have in Sweden.
Is there any evidence that the trolls just go back to trolling?
I think some of them do. I think a lot of them will deactivate their account and go away. But, you know, Aschberg isn't so concerned about taking down each individual troll, but he wants to raise the issue in kind of an entertaining and dramatic fashion.
So if there's a whole TV show devoted to outing trolls, it would seem that trolling is a big problem in Sweden. Is that the case?
It's definitely gotten a lot of attention there in recent years. There was a program called Men Who Net Hate Women, which is a play on the Swedish title of the Stieg Larsson crime trilogy. And it's a very connected country. You know, it has the third largest rate of internet penetration. And so people are living a lot of their lives online, and this is a problem that is affecting them more and more.
It's also a country that's famously proud of its freedom of speech laws. So is there sort of a kind of paradox there?
Yeah, there's definitely a tension between Sweden's strong historical protection and celebration of freedom of expression and then these problems which are kind of enabled by those laws. One thing that I heard from people in Sweden is that there's not a very strong protection of privacy. People can get public information about people very easily and kind of use that as a weapon to harass people.
How do you compare Sweden to, say, the U.S. in terms of trying to out internet trolls?
Well, I think the freedom of information in Sweden actually, you know, it makes trolling worse in a way and makes it easier, but it also makes outing them easier. I've actually had some experience, you know, I've tracked down a troll before and I just used, you know, kind of traditional reporting methods, but they really are using this almost data journalism approach where they dive into big pools of data and try to figure out through patterns and unmasking people like that.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about your own experience. I know you outed an internet troll based in the U.S. That was in 2012. And I guess that guy was posting indecent content on Reddit. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, he was a very infamous user on the online message board Reddit. His handle was Violent Acres, and I found out that his real identity was a guy named Michael Brutsch, who was a programmer in Texas. And, you know, I was able to, just through talking to his former friends and people involved in Reddit figure out who he was and kind of connect his handle, which was, you know, almost like an internet celebrity at this point, to his real identity, because I really was curious, you know, what kind of person would do this.
Why did you decide to go after him and out him?
Well, he was a very influential character on Reddit and was kind of integral to a lot of the early stuff. They relied on him to kind of moderate the dark side of the website. And, you know, this was something that I don't think a lot of people realized, was that, you know, he was kind of a very important figure as well as being a very reviled and revolting guy. And I thought that was an interesting paradox, especially for a site like Reddit, which prides itself, you know, on being this kind of good force in the world.
What kind of stuff was he posting?
Well, one of his most popular sections was called Jailbait, and it was basically photos of underage girls in kind of provocative, not, you know, explicit, but provocative poses and, you know, scantily clad, that were often taken from their Facebook photos or, you know, found on the internet and posted without their permission.
Now, what's interesting is a lot of people questioned what you did because this person you outed, Michael Brutsch, ended up losing his job and being trolled himself. What was your response to that, the criticism of you?
Yeah, well, he took responsibility for everything he did. He admitted to it when I confronted him. And I guess I felt that he can do what he wants, but I didn't see any reason why he should be able to hide behind this screen name and cultivate this kind of online celebrity without having any implications in his real life, and that if he wants to stand by what he does, then that's fine, but he should have his name in front of it.
What's the potential danger of kind of outing a troll like Michael Brutsch?
Well, I think that you have to be careful that you don't just go around and, you know, publish any random person's name on a major, you know, news website. You have to be judicious about it. You have to pick people that are, you know, kind of worth talking about and worth giving attention to, and not just somebody that you don't agree with what they're saying.
So something you think is in the public good rather than just vengeance.
Sure. Or even something that's more interesting than just this person is a bad person.
Have you yourself been trolled?
I have, yes. A long time ago, I was the target of a campaign by a message board called 4chan. They posted my picture and what they thought was my address and my family members, but it, you know, it didn't really amount to much, but that was definitely, I have firsthand experience with that.
Adrian Chen has written about the efforts in Sweden to out internet trolls for MIT Technology Review. Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.